Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Mosaic Podcast, created to provide information and stimulate discussion about important issues in senior living. I am Andrew Banoff, President and CEO of Mosaic Senior Life, formerly known as Jewish Senior Services. We are proud to be celebrating our 50th anniversary of serving seniors in Fairfield County and beyond. Every day, we are asked questions about aging, Alzheimer's disease, home care, and all aspects of the senior care navigation process. We hope that this podcast will give you valuable information and that we can be of assistance to you and your loved ones in your journey.
Welcome to today's podcast. I am Mary Przinski here with my co-host, David Madner. Today, we're going to be talking about the Mosaic Rehabilitation Center by Roz and Les Goldstein here at Mosaic Senior Life. We are here with Allison Shortell and Katie Pierce. Allison Shortell is an RN and has worked at Mosaic Senior Life for 9 years. She is a second career nurse after working for Pitney Bowes in various human resources positions for almost 10 years. She is currently the clinical nurse leader in the Mosaic Rehabilitation Center. Previously, she was in charge of overseeing one of Mosaic Jewish Home's long-term care floors. She has her bachelor's degree in public health from Southern Connecticut State University and obtained her RN from Bridgeport Hospital School of Nursing. Katie Pierce is the director of post-acute services at Mosaic Senior Life and primarily oversees the short-term rehab. She is a licensed nursing home administrator and has a master's of business administration with a focus in healthcare management. Katie also holds a certificate in health compliance and long-term care from Quinnipiac University. Katie has worked in long-term care for over 10 years and serves as the vice president for the Connecticut chapter of the American College of Healthcare Administrators. And she is recognized in the long-term care industry as a leader in post-acute care, transition of care, and skilled nursing care. So Allison, what is short-term rehab and how and why do patients go there after hospitalization?
So sometimes folks plan a surgery. They have a hip replacement, they have a knee operation, a back surgery, and they can plan in advance that they're going to need physical and occupational therapy after a surgery. Although we're seeing more and more folks going home after those operations, but depending on their comorbidities, they will need to come to a facility like ours for physical and occupational therapy. But I would say more often than not, the unexpected happens. Folks fall, they have an infection of some type, a urinary tract infection, pneumonia, or you know, an unexpected event that lands them in the hospital. And even a very short time in a hospital can render, especially our older population, spending the time in bed in a hospital, very weak, and the need to have PT and OT, physical and occupational therapy. And so the folks in the hospital, the caseworkers or social workers, they ask families and patients, if they have a preference of where they would like to go for their physical and occupational therapy. And we are often a top facility of choice. And folks come here for 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks to get stronger and be able to go back home safely.
So I have a little bit of a two-part question, Allison. First, what can an individual or their family member expect when they are admitted to a short-term care facility? Also, who are the members of the team at Mosaic who work with our patients to ensure a safe and successful transition back home?
That's a great question, David. You know, oftentimes this is a first time that somebody is in a short-term rehab facility. Folks are scared, you know, they're nervous, they just want to get back home. They all oftentimes think that they can go home without being here for a period of time. And also a lot of times a hospitalization can wreak a little bit of havoc on our elder population. You know, they've had surgery, maybe they have a little bit of dementia going in, they have a surgery and anesthesia, and just being in a different setting can really cause them to possibly be more confused than normal. And oftentimes this is very short term, but they need to be here not only to kind of get over that confusion, but to work with our physical and occupational therapists.
I always say, this is Katie, I always say that it takes us about 48 hours to get to know you, and it takes you about 48 hours to get to know us, because we have a lot of different people coming in and out, and it takes a little bit of time for us to learn all of your needs, and then for you to learn what we need to do to help you to get stronger to go home.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, everybody's individualized, you know, everybody has their, you know, the way they, you know, get up in the morning, the way they like to eat breakfast. And so we always have to get to know them to, you know, it's not a cookie cutter mold in terms of being here. We really try to tailor it to each individual. So when folks get here, we try to, we welcome them. We try to explain to them what they can expect. We talk to them about, you know, what physical and occupational therapy will look like. And I'll talk about that more in a second. Sort of, everybody likes to eat. Well, I like to eat. Everybody likes to know about what the food situation is here. And we have a great dining staff, and food options, and what they can expect sort of in their first 24 or 48 hours. So talking about the members of the team that do that, oftentimes people feel a little bombarded because everybody's coming in and wants to meet them and explain to them their role. So everybody from the nurse who's coming in, who's asking about their medications and how they like to take their medications and if they have any health issues, and the CNAs who come in and try to get them, you know, cleaned up and making sure they're comfortable. You know, taking vital signs, things like that. You might have somebody from dining services come in. We call them homemakers. They come in and they talk about, you know, what the food options are. We have a great dining staff and dining services here. You know, breakfast is a la carte. You can get anything from eggs to French toast. They make that, you know, to order.
And bacon.
No bacon. Yep. Thank you, Katie. Right. And then we have a huge kitchen that brings up food, several options for lunch and dinner. And oftentimes I say to folks, they eat better here than they do at home, because everything from soup to the meal to dessert, and 9 times out of 10 folks are, you know, we get those little old Italian ladies who love, who've cooked at home all the time. And they're like, oh, you know, it's not like what I eat at home, but, you know, but I think we do a really good job at that.
And they can have kosher here as well if they like, right?
Yes. So it's kosher like, but you'll never get a cheeseburger and you'll never get shellfish and you'll never have things like bacon.
Yeah, what you would get is your cheese on the side for your hamburger, but you still can get it. And then if you're truly kosher, you your meals come from a special kitchen, and we have them available to you, brought to your room. But everything else is kosher style.
And then you have folks from our recreation department coming in asking what sort of activities you like. And honestly, most folks that come are really just here for rehab. They're just interested in getting their physical and occupational therapy and going home. It's different from our long-term care where, the folks live here full-time and they want those recreational activities, but we certainly offer them to our short-term folks as well. And then probably one of the biggest things is our physical and occupational therapists. They come in either the day you get here or the very next day. They assess folks and find out how much help that they need initially while they're here. Then you have our social workers, and the whole job of the social workers, not only for, you know, ensuring that people feel safe here, ensuring that, if they have any sort of psychosocial needs, depression, maybe PTSD, things like that. But ultimately, their goal is to try to ensure that folks get home or wherever their next stop is. Sometimes it's assisted living. Home is assisted living. Sometimes home is back home where they were. Sometimes home is home with a family member. To get them home safe and with all the equipment and services that they need. The other great thing here at Mosaic is that we have, and I'll let Katie talk to this a little bit more, about the physicians that we have on staff.
Yeah, so we have 3 full-time physicians on staff. So they're here 5 days a week officially in the building, and then they rotate their weekends, which they're here as well. Most physicians are not always in the buildings in short-term rehab as often. And the great thing is that we have pretty much 24/7 coverage all the time. with our three physicians on staff here. And then we also have some APRN coverage as well. So we are fully loaded from a physician standpoint, and they're very engaged. They meet with this team that Allison is talking about at least once a week, if not more, to talk about all of our short-term rehab patients and clients, and they review everything that's going on and help us make the best plan so that everyone can get to, as Allison said, their next steps.
Great. So I have a question for you, Katie. What does the insurance cover for Medicare Part A, and how does that work? I always hear people talking about Medicare pays for the 100 days. Can you explain that further?
Yeah, absolutely. So short-term rehab is all insurance-driven, which is a little different than the long-term side that we have upstairs here at Mosaic. So your Medicare Part A is that coverage that happens when you turn 65 or you have a disability. And for a nursing home, it covers up to 100 days of skilled nursing care for short-term rehab. There's a couple different parts to this, so I'm going to try and make it quick and a little easy, but you can always give me a call if you have any further questions. So the first part is the traditional Medicare Part A. You need a 3-night stay in the hospital where you are admitted to qualify to come to a short-term rehab. That's the current standard. And once you have that 3-night admission, so you maybe fell and had surgery and were admitted for the 3 nights, and then they recommend the short-term rehab, then your Medicare will cover you here for short-term rehab at Mosaic, if that's where you choose to go. And then once you're here in the building, you have up to 100 days of skilled care. You are not guaranteed that 100 days of skilled care. And that's the biggest piece that people don't understand. They think that because the insurance offers it, that they automatically get it. You have to have what we call a skilled need for short-term rehab. And the first piece of that might be you just need some physical therapy or occupational therapy to get yourself back home safely or your loved one back home safely. And that physical therapy has to be at least 5 days a week, and you need to meet that criteria. It's not that we just give it 5 times a week. It's that you actually need it to make progress, and your progress has to be consistent progress, to get that qualification. Cause otherwise you could do it under your second part of your Medicare, which is your Part B coverage. And this is still probably going to all sound a little bit like gibberish, but your Part B coverage would do it a little less frequently, and it wouldn't cover your room and board. So that is the first part of your Medicare Part A, is that physical therapy, the occupational therapy, at least 5 times a week, and you have to have the need and continue to kind of improve or maintain you at that level. And then the next piece is that you might have a skilled nursing piece of that. So there might be a nursing clinical need. You may have IV therapy. You may need a feeding tube for a little bit, and that's something that's new and different, and we're working on, you know, transitioning you off of that and back to regular food, or it might be a new kind of baseline. You may need that clinical monitoring because you're acutely ill still, and we need to, the nurse and the physician need to assess you on a regular basis. It's a lot harder to kind of have the skill under the nursing side. We don't see it as often, but it does happen. So a lot of times it's a combination of both of the physical therapy, occupational therapy, and the nursing piece. Allison?
So I think just to reiterate Katie's point, so it's not just always somebody needs to be here for physical and occupational therapy. I would say that's probably the biggest need. But again, people are medically compromised. They have a CHF exacerbation. They have a raging infection. They have a wound. And those are all other things that could skill folks to be here longer. But I would agree with Katie. It is a misconception that people get this 100 days mm-hmm. off the bat and it's guaranteed. And so it is difficult for families who are dealing with a family member who is now sick or not maybe back to their baseline. And having to deal with trying to quote unquote scramble to get care at home, or maybe talk about long-term care or going to an assisted living. And so that's where our wonderful social workers come into play to try to get them the medical equipment they need. Sometimes they need help looking into things like Medicaid, helping them navigate maybe assisted living, things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. We see people assume that they're going to be here a long time, but our average length of stay generally for our short-term rehab is probably about 14 days. Kind of at the most, it's usually 20. So it's a lot shorter than people expect. So you're really only with us for 2 to 3 weeks under your insurance coverage. And that's probably the biggest misconception that we do see. And the other little piece about Medicare Part A is that you might have a managed care as well. So you might not have that traditional Medicare Part A. You might have a company like Aetna or United Healthcare managing your Medicare Part A. And a little bit of difference with that is that traditional Medicare Part A, we at Mosaic follow the guidelines and manage that length of stay and kind of follow those guidelines. And when you have a managed care doing it, there's a case manager that's managing that we send updates to, and they're the ones that determine how long you're going to be here. And a lot of people don't understand that either. So every 3 or 4 days, we're generally sending an update to the insurance company that's managing your Part A. And those are the people that kind of determine how long you'll be here as well. So it's definitely a misconception that you get the full 100 days. It's very rare.
And just to, you know, what Katie's saying about updating insurance companies and whether it's a managed plan, like she said, you know, Aetna, United Healthcare, or traditional straight Medicare, we have to follow certain guidelines and people have to be making certain progress that we can justify them getting the 5 days a week therapy. So as long as folks are making that progress, then they continue to get the 5 days a week therapy. What's a struggle, I think, with families is oftentimes people have this new baseline, right? They now need somebody to be home with them, whether it's for safety or for physical reasons. And honestly, 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks is a shockingly short period of time for people have to sort of change their way of thinking or how they're caring for themselves, their spouse, their family member, their parents.
So, Katie, I have a kind of a scenario question for you. I see this a lot or hear about this a lot. After maybe a medical event or hospitalization, I notice mom or dad has declined and their baseline is much lower than beforehand. So what are the next steps I should be taking to make sure that mom or dad or any loved one is getting what they need?
Absolutely, David. I think the first thing that you actually want to do is have these conversations way ahead of time. So we're going backwards a little bit, which I don't think we plan to do, but have these conversations early. It's always very, very challenging because mom, dad, your loved one may not want to leave home. And that's a big, big challenge. And often what we do see is that this medical event is what changes everything for them because just all these things have changed. And I think the biggest thing is that, you know, they might have been doing okay before. They have this big medical event like a fall or an infection. And now when they get here, as Allison said before, they're very different. They are maybe more confused. And that might be a short-term thing, but it also could be a longer thing. Or maybe this fall, they're not going to be able to be walking as much as they were before. So have those conversations before so that you know what your loved one really wants. And that way you're not scrambling. Because again, that length of stay, we're here for 3 weeks. It's hard. You're only in the hospital a few days. You're in the hospital a few days. The social worker there helps you a little bit. You're here for 3, 4 weeks. And our social worker kind of takes over. So that's the biggest step is when you get here and you know things are different, communicating with our team, but first starting with our social work team, who is great. They are able to help you kind of navigate all of those next steps, whether it be the best thing is for mom and dad to go back home, or mom, dad, whoever it may be, your loved one, to go back home and they just need a little bit of help. Mom and dad may be running out of a little bit of money and need Medicaid assistance to help them get back home and get a little bit of help. We can kind of give those resources as well. There's so many different options that our social worker will help you navigate, but you really have to realize that it's an intense period of time. I think that we do our best to support you and your loved one, because it's also shocking for the family and the loved one as well that this isn't what we expected and what we want to do. So taking a moment to breathe and focus with our social work team on what the next steps and what looks best for mom, dad, loved one, whoever it may be that you're supporting.
Yeah, I mean, I think what Katie's saying is right on point. Sometimes people see they see the cards on the table and they see, geez, somebody needs a little bit more help at home, and then something happens and now it's like, okay, now the situation is real. Sometimes I'll give you a personal situation for myself. My mother-in-law, who lived two houses down, you know, we would be popping in and out of there on the regular basis, me, my other half, his brother, and all seemed well. She was, you know, conversing with us, seemed completely alert and oriented, seemed to be, you know, eating okay, taking care of herself. And then literally one day it was like, oh my gosh, she has lost some weight. She had a fall. And it was like, all of a sudden, you know, it was like it for people who thought that they were taking really good care of her, sometimes these, our folks compensate and they fool us. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, gee, this comes on all of a sudden, which I would say happens probably more often than not. And then people are scrambling. They're scared. You know, there's a financial piece of it. You know, what's the next best step for, mom, dad, my spouse, et cetera. People are all kinds of emotions. They're scared, they're angry, and you know, we do our best to just try to help them through the whole process.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we start with our social work team on our short-term rehab. They're great at having these conversations and kind of helping navigate, but every member of our team is capable kind of helping you too. So that's the best part. You know, Allison, myself, we can have those conversations. Our admissions team is really great talking about the next steps and whatever that might look like. And even as part of our Mosaic organization, we have a care navigator. Mm-hmm. And if there are some finances or different piece navigation issues, that person is also great to talk to. Her name's Tiffany. And she's great to talk to help navigate as well. If you have longer term plans that you need to make beyond the short term decision of what happens next, because, you know, it might be a multi-step approach. Maybe the first part is getting mom or dad home with a little help, but hey, we know that might not work for very long. So what do we do next? So it's planning a longer conversation from there. And there's a lot of support at Mosaic to kind of have those conversations, whether it may be mom or dad go to the adult daycare for a little bit, or for every day, 3 days a week, 2 days a week, whatever it may look like. There's a lot of different options and supports in our community that we can help you navigate to. As well.
Yeah. You know, I was going to say though, you know, our goal is always to get folks strong and back home, you know, and remember physical occupational therapy, you know, think big muscles, right? Walking from point A to point B, and occupational therapy, sort of more fine motor, you know, getting washed and dressed and up in the morning. So what we do a lot of times to get people back home is we do a lot of caregiver training. We train our, those that are going to be taking care of these folks at home. You know, how do I get mom washed and dressed in the morning? Or how do I get my spouse, you know, out of bed safely? And what equipment is needed? Again, our social work team does a great job of, taking the recommendations from therapy and ordering those. Oftentimes, a lot of those things are covered by insurance. There are things that are covered by insurance and not covered by insurance. And again, if it's the first time, you don't know what you don't know. And so that's the great part about the social work folks. They can kind of navigate you through that. We also do things like home evaluations. So we take our patients home with their loved ones, and we assess the therapist assess the home and make recommendations for when they go home. So maybe they need to change the furniture, maybe they need grab bars in the bathroom, that those sort of things. And those are always helpful. And then what we recommend when they go home, Katie, I'll let you talk a little bit more about this, is what the services that they get at home.
So we always recommend generally some help at home regardless of if you actually need daily physical help. The Part B therapy we talked about under your insurance does cover some medical home care. So you go home and you're not just left alone. We recommend that a physical therapist, an occupational therapist, and the nurse come out and see you initially, and they may continue some services at home so that you're not done when you're done with us specifically. And we have a great agency here at Mosaic that does that as well. And there are others out in the community that could serve you too if we can't meet your need. So
if somebody was going to plan, right, a surgery like a knee replacement or something like that, and they wanted to come to short-term rehab, or if they just had questions on short-term rehab at Mosaic, who would they call?
Yeah, so they would call Liz. She is our admissions coordinator. She's the best person to call and reach out to because she can walk you through the initial steps. So the first piece is that you call her, and if you're having surgery, you know it, then it's great. She can kind of walk you through what you'll need, and you can sort of pre-book. So we can put you on our calendar and keep an eye out for you because we've run kind of full. It's always a complaint in the community is that we don't have a lot of beds because we're pretty busy. So she can work with you on that, and you still would need to qualify for short-term rehab, but at least we can kind of keep you on our radar. And if not, if it's an emergency, you still call Liz, and Liz can navigate and see if we have a bed available and walk you through the next steps of that process. So her phone number is 203-396-1024. In the admissions office. And if you don't get Liz, you might talk to Kim or Hector if they're helping to cover as well. But
well, we'd like to thank Katie and Allison so much today for coming on our podcast, talking about the benefits of short-term care here at Mosaic Senior Life, and really going through the steps after they leave these four walls and how we could be help here at our organization. So thank you both.
That was a lot of great information. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast for Mosaic Senior Life. Please stay tuned for additional episodes on topics that are meaningful to you. In the meantime, please call us at 833-MSL-LINK, 833-MSL-LINK, that's 833-675-5465, or contact us at mosaicsl.org. That's Mosaic with a Z, S as in senior, L as in life, .org, mosaicsl.org, for more information on any of our services.